This is a CBC podcast. Connect online with book lovers from coast to coast to coast. Read reviews, chat with authors, download podcasts, and more. Just go to cbc.ca/books. CBC Books, where readers click.
Well, while Canadian soldiers were fighting overseas during the Second World War, there was another struggle on the home front. The Canadian government authorized the internment of Italians and Italian Canadians after Italy declared war on Britain and France. Now, this was a difficult time for many families in Cape Breton, where a large community of Italian immigrants had to come to work at the steel plant and the coal mines. Now, a national effort is being made to make sure Canadians are aware of this part of our history and the sometimes painful memories, and then make sure that they're preserved. The Columbus Centre of Toronto has received federal funding for a project called Italian Canadians as Enemy Aliens, Memories of World War II. The Nova Scotia researcher is Nick Seal, who's a Cape Breton fella, and he's hoping to hear from people across the island who might have memories of this time, and we've brought him in the studio to find out more. Hello again, Nick.
Hello.
So what's your interest in this topic?
Well, my specialty has always been in European history, and this is actually where our history begins, of course, that especially here in Cape Breton, we are so affected by the immigrants and the immigration of people from Europe. And especially during the time of the industrial boom that really made Cape Breton, it was the Italians, the Ukrainians, the Germans, and so on, that really formed this island. So going back to the history of Italy and the strife at the turn of the century, the 20th century, that forced the Italians to come here and to work in the steel mines, the steel plant and the coal mines, and then to become Canadian citizens. And that's our history. This is how we are formed. So to look into a specific thing such as World War II, this is the time to codify our records, to get these things on file and to have these, because we're losing the primary subjects. We're losing the people who can tell us this is what it was like and this is what happened. Otherwise, in a couple of years, we'll just have the records and it'll just be very bland. We need to interview these people. We need to find these people. We hope they come to us and tell us their stories so we can have it to make it more fully formed so we understand what it was really like.
And you're from North Sydney?
Yes, I am.
And you came home to work on this,
I did,
you were
yes.
working on your PhD?
I was finishing my master's and next year I'll be doing my
okay.
PhD, yes.
Right
so
on. I've talked to you before about an interesting case of someone who was accused of being a sleeper agent for Mussolini.
That's
in,
correct.
Like, Waterford and Dominion.
Yes, and It actually goes both ways. We had sent sleeper agents over there, and actually Mussolini was accused of sending sleeper agents to Cape Breton. So fascism within Canada was always a heightened subject. So it very much goes both ways.
So can you tell us about what was the Cape Breton experience when it came to the internment of Italians and Italian Canadians during the Second World War?
Yes. The World War II, of course, started in 1939, but Mussolini did not declare war until June of 1940. He was actually hoping that it would be won by Germany and that would be that. But once he entered and we were actually at war with Italy, everyone that was an Italian immigrant was a person of interest to the RCMP on the directive of the Canadian government and the Canadian military. So actually on June 14th, 14 members or 17 members, we're still trying to find that out. It's a little tricky. We're actually arrested by the RCMP. They were held in jail overnight and then the next day put on a train, which went to Antigonish, then Montreal, and then Petawawa camp in Ottawa.
Wow.
And
14 to 17
yes,
Cape Bretoners?
It's tricky at the moment. We have different accounts. We believe there is definitely 14 and we're hoping to find the extra three.
And they were interned at CFP Petawawa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So where were they from? In here in Cape Breton, where were they taken from?
Dominion, Glace Bay, Sydney. It was basically all the miners and the steel plant workers. And that's of course, what the Italians did at this time. And the point would be that these were fully formed Canadians. They had wives, they had children, they were Canadian citizens, and they were arrested on the suspicion. All it would take would be an accusation. Within the plant, within the mines, there was accusation from fellow workers. There was talk that this man said something nice about Mussolini. That's all it would take. Things are going well in Italy would be enough. And they would be held. And some men were held for up to 3 years.
So can you give us an idea of some of what you heard so far
yes.
about the impact that internment had on these men and their circle?
Oh, yes. And you have to remember, this was during wartime. So, and in many of the cases, and I would have an estimated guess that at least a majority of these people, while the husbands and fathers were in these camps, their sons were serving in the war for Canada. So it was a very tumultuous time. There was one account of a father being tried as an internee, and the son actually had to take a leave from the Navy to come and support his mother. When he decided to stay for his mother's welfare, he was declared AWOL. And it went to a trial, and he was cleared. Once the judge heard the story, he was cleared. But that just shows that these were true Canadians. They were fighting for their country. But it was a time that they were feeling ostracized at the same time for their Italian heritage.
Were any of them agents?
There's been no proof. Most cases were, especially in Nova Scotia, that it was basically things of he sent a letter to his brother, or again, he said something good about Mussolini, which was Mussolini was the talk of the world in the 20s. So it, it wasn't really that big of a deal. In Ottawa, in the Ottawa area and Ontario area, there were some fascist sleepers. So there is a new trend of historical study looking into all the areas. So maybe someday it will come out that, hey, this person did have allegiance to the fascist party or to the fascist manifesto, but nothing conclusive as of this time.
But most of them were just family guys doing their thing who just might have come over after the First World War when Italy was devastated saying, hey, Mussolini made trains run on time.
Exactly.
And we're taking you and putting you away.
At the turn of the century, Italy was very much the haves and the have-nots. The northern states were the wealthy businessmen and the industry. And in the south, it was feudal times. It's hard to believe that, but Italy was states. And it was, you might not know your neighbor down to the next county. You wouldn't know what an Italian was. You just knew that you worked the land and you were a farmer or you were a worker. Mm-hmm. So after the war, these people said, what are we fighting for? What did we do? What did we lose all this life for? So they moved to Canada. They moved to the States, Pittsburgh, and all the steel and industrial areas. And then they hear back from their country that Mussolini has taken the soldiers, taken the forlorn, and have risen them up to the middle class. So all you'd have to say is, hey, things are much better over there. And that could sound like a pro-fascist statement.
Are any of these people who were interned from Cape Breton still alive?
We haven't found anyone yet. Of course, this is over 70 years ago, so it's very hard to find that. But we're trying to fully form the story. We had the accounts, or most of the accounts, of the people that were interned. We know what they went through at the camp. So we're hoping to hear from the wives, the mothers, the children. And what was life back here? With it? Your father was gone. How did you support your family? How did your mother feed you, clothe you? Did you have support of your neighbors, or did they turn their backs on you? These are the stories we want to hear.
And what are you going to do with the stories?
We will narrow it down to about 5 or 6 interviews from Cape Breton, a couple from Nova Scotia. But interestingly enough, most of the internees and most of the Italians of this time are in Cape Breton. They have since moved away, but this is where we're focusing. And they will be taped on video, and they will be put in the archives in Ontario for the Canadian government. And that is for historians to go back to and reference, so they'll always know. But the second phase will be an information campaign through possibly television shows, documentaries, books, anything to get the story out. Because while some people might think this is just for Italians and their heritage, this is part of Canadian history. And whether it's pretty or not, it's our history. And it informs you of World War II was a monumental time for us as a country, and this was going on.
All right, Nick, good luck. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Nick Seale is a researcher with the project Italian Canadians as Enemy Aliens, Memories of World War II. You can phone Nick at 549-0569. He's looking for your story, 549-0569. Or check out the website. We'll post a link.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.